I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Lawmakers in Mexico are considering a controversial fiscal reform bill. It includes a provision, supported by the country's president, that would impose new taxes on junk food and soda. The idea is to discourage consumption as a way of tackling Mexico's increasing obesity problem. Critics, including the soft drink industry, argue it won't work and could actually damage Mexico's economy. Reporter Frank Contreras is in Mexico City. He says it's a tough one there because sugary sodas are wildly popular in Mexico.
Coca-Cola has one of the biggest markets in the world here for people who love to drink sugary fizzy drinks. And only after the United States, Mexicans are in second place. But there are also a great number of sodas that come from regional areas across Mexico, including a famous one called Jarritos. There's one called Boing. It doesn't have any carbonation. So there's all kinds of things that you can give your children right after they come out of school, and that's been feeding into the problem of obesity.
Right. Well, given how widespread those sugary drinks are, how are Mexicans feeling about this idea of taxing their consumption to discourage their consumption?
At first, they were not very happy with the idea. It's going to be 2 pesos per liter, so people will fill it, especially people who are more of the working class folks. And you find a lot of people who, for example, work on construction projects. You'll see it's very common to see workers here. They're called abaniles, and they're just experts in any sort of cement lane and that sort of thing. But at lunchtime, they're always going to pull out a big stack, you know, kilos of fresh corn tortillas, and they'll eat that with whatever they like. And then, of course, they're going to down it with a good cold soft drink, oftentimes a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi or something of that sort. So it's very, very common to see people drinking large amounts. You'll see, you know, liter and a half bottles, and those, of course, are quite large bottles of these kinds of soft drinks.
So, Frank, are you saying that if this tax goes through, it will adversely affect Mexico's poor?
I think the president hopes what it will do is bring in more tax income in a country that's always had a historic problem with convincing citizens to pay their taxes. That's largely because here people don't trust the government to do the right thing with their money. They have a sense that they deposit taxes. There's still a very high tax rate in place anyway. And so raising taxes on many items, including sugary soft drinks, but also things like pet foods and things like that, you know, people are never happy with raising taxes, are they? But, you know, they're thinking of this as a sort of sin tax. If it's a place where people drink so much, obesity is a problem, then the government needs to step in. And at this stage, right now, it seems like the Mexican population in general is willing to let it go. I think they're just going to absorb the 2 pesos per liter they're going to pay and do it. And I imagine the quantities that are gulped down here are going to continue to remain fairly high.
Yeah, but if laborers of Mexico rely on tortillas and Coke for fuel for lunch, I mean, they're going to be hit by this in ways that the wealthy won't.
They'll feel it more than anybody else, no doubt. There are a great number of reforms that President Enrique Peña Nieto is putting forward. One of them is to bring in more taxes, but so many others. And folks are really starting to feel these kinds of tensions. I should say, Marco, that the middle class, upper middle class Mexicans are definitely not happy with the tax code as it's being put forward right now in the lower house of Congress. It's got to go to the Senate, then be passed by the president. But, you know, you're starting to see a rift grow between Enrique Peña Nieto's Institutional Revolutionary Party and the right-leaning National Action Party precisely on the issue of these taxes. So it's the poor people who will feel the soda tax and the other taxes that are also attached to that package. You're starting to hear that the middle-class Mexicans are not very pleased.
Frank, I'm just curious, if you wanted to find an alternative for lunch or dinner to some junk food in Mexico at about the same price, is that fairly easy to do?
Yeah, you can go into, there's still really beautiful local markets, and you know, if you know the right stand you can go to, it's quite well done, the food's delicious, and you can pay around 40 pesos. The dollar's trading right now about $1 to every 13 Mexican pesos, and so you can see that's a pretty cheap price, you know, to get a full meal. And it's kind of a 3-course meal, Marco. So
yeah, for under $3, it sounds.
Yeah, but if you want a soft drink, that's going to cost you extra.
Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City. As always, thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you, Marco.